Your future path is bright when you're walking by the light of God's Word. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, learn how you can receive God's answers and direction in your life as Gloria Copeland shares how to find wisdom for your path.
Look at Proverbs 4, and I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible. Proverbs 4:18 says, "The path of the righteous," or the uncompromisingly just and righteous, in other words, the obedient, "is like the light of dawn that shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared." On the other hand, verse 19, "The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. So then," verse 20, "my son, attend to my words." Your future's in the Word of God. Why do I say that? Because the more you know of the Word of God, the straighter you walk into the perfect will of God. Victory is in doing the Word of God in every area of your life. Okay, so the path of the righteous is bright. The way of the wicked is dark. We get to choose. Dumb if you choose dark. We get to choose. Hallelujah. And he says, "My son, attend to my words." That's the answer right there. Give attention to the word of God. Then submit to what it says. Consent and submit. This is Amplified Bible. "Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart." Now, I'm only one person. I've only lived one lifetime. But I can tell you that victory didn't come for us until we kept that word going in our lives. It didn't come from Sunday to Sunday. It didn't come even going to a good meeting of Brother Hagin's. It didn't come by going there once a year. In those days, he had 10-day seminars in Tulsa. I think he had them just for us. We didn't miss a meeting. We got over there, and we've been that way about the word ever since. Amen. So it's like you, it's not just, okay, I believe the word and I'm born again, and I'm spirit filled, I believe the word, and I'll just keep, you know, spending all my time doing stupid things and not paying any attention, like this says, to the word of God. Don't expect to get things in order in your life. It just won't happen. The reason God says for us to keep the eyes, our eyes on the word of God and give it our attention, that means we attend to the Word of God, is because what's in here, it's not that he wants us to be dutiful, it's what's in here is truth and light and revelation. We attend to the Word of God, we pay attention to it, and we submit to it. We do what it says. Verse 21 says, let the words of God not depart from your sight, keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those that find them. The Word of God is life to us, and healing and health to all their flesh, your whole body healed. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance or diligence, and above all that you guard. For out of your heart flow the forces or the springs of life. Keeping your heart full of the Word of God instead of trash will cause life to come out of your heart and make your body well and prosper your way and give you the life of God. The Spirit of God will give you ideas and inventions and all the good things that you need to have in your life and the knowledge and the wisdom. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, like, who is it? Joyce Meyer says, there's life in the Word of God. Life that's worth living. So don't let life get so busy that you don't have time to spend in the Word. There is no such thing as being, rightfully, there's not any such thing as being too busy for the Word of God. Say, yeah, but I'm working 3 jobs right now. Well, no wonder. You're not spending time in the Word. You're trying to bless yourself. instead of spending time in God's Word and letting Him prosper you and increase you. Put your eye on the Lord. Go with His plan. Go with His direction. Be led by the Spirit. Meditate on the Word day and night. I tell you, you don't become a real Word person where the Word of God is directing your path moment by moment unless you spend a lot of time in the Word. Why is that? Because there's so many other voices. And whatever you put your eyes and ears on, that's what's going to get in you in abundance. You can't spend all your time watching secular television if you want to walk in the Word of God. And you can't spend all your time working at a job. You can't spend all your time doing anything that's as important as spending time in the Word of God. And then you don't just say, okay, I'm going to read 3 chapters a day, zip, 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 zip. No, you read it to find out what to do. Let it direct your path, hallelujah. And God will bring you into victory, and it won't take very long. You think, well, you just don't know what trouble I'm in. Well, we've been in trouble. We know what that's like. And we know that the Word of God got us out of it. And we know that the Word continually keeps us out of it. Hallelujah. And we know that the Bible says no weapon formed against us will prosper. You've got to have scriptures like that in this life to walk free. And we've got them if we know them. So don't turn aside, it says in 27. Consider the path of your feet. Turn not aside to the right hand or the left, and remove your foot from evil. Glory to God. Attend to the Word. Give attention to the Word of God. I would say that Proverbs makes things real easy. You don't have to have revelation to read Proverbs. Proverbs just says, do this and you'll be blessed. Do this and you'll be cursed. And then you get to choose. Now I choose the blessing. All right, it says in 3:1, I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. If you don't have an Amplified, it's easier just to listen than to try to read through with something else. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now the heart, how does the heart keep the commandments? It doesn't say your mind, but it's your heart. If you get it in your heart, it comes up into your mind, your heart. You do it with your heart. You fill your heart with the Word of God, and then you do what it says. And here's one of the great, and the older you get, the more you'll like this verse, great scriptures of longevity. For a length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility, peace in other words, inward and outward, continuing through old age till death. Good days, peace days, through old age till death. Now in the world, people, you know, they think you're supposed to just kind of cave in when you get to be a certain age. But we don't have to do that. We're born of God. The Spirit of God is in us. We have a lot of longevity scriptures in the Bible. That's going to be my next book, is longevity. We have a lot of longevity scriptures in the Bible because, you know, I really believe in longevity. And the older you get, the more you'll believe in it too if you'll get busy. For length of days, long life, and years of a life worth living. We can have years of a life worth living all of our lives. We don't have to quit when we get to be a certain age and then begin to drool and do all that stuff. No, we don't have to. Tranquility, inward and outward. That means in your circumstances and on the inside of you. Continue tranquility in life worth living, tranquility inward, outward, and continuing through old age till death. That leaves no gap there for bad things in your life. I mean, you and I have every Bible reason to live healthy, wealthy, wise, happy, full of joy, until, what is death? Well, for us, it's leaving. We won't die. We have eternal life. That doesn't mean you stop for 10 or 15 years till Jesus comes and catches away the church and we'll put you in the ground and then we'll wake you up. And no, we'll get our bodies. But I'm not a body. I live in a body. You're not a body. You're a spirit. You have a soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. And you live in a tent, a body. So I love this scripture because it says to me that I can have good days, peace, tranquility, inward and outward, through old age till death. These shall the words or the commandments, in verse 1, add to me. So I can choose that. I can have a good day today, and I can have good days all the rest of my life. And when my life is over, I can get out of here, and then it really gets good. I mean, the best is yet to come for the believers. But we've got it great down here now, but the best is yet to come. Let not mercy, love, kindness. Let not mercy and kindness shutting out all hatred and selfishness. And that goes back to what we just read somewhere else. And don't hold things against people. Forgive them. Let it go. Nothing they do to you is important enough to mess up your life. Nothing people do to us is important enough to get out of love. Or even to lose our peace. I don't care what it is. We stay connected with God. The blessing keeps working. Shutting out the hypocrisy, falsehood. Don't let them forsake. Don't let truth forsake you. Bind it about your neck. Write them, the words of God, upon the tablet of your heart. So shall you find favor, good understanding, high esteem in the sight of our judgment of God and man. Lean on, be confident in the Lord with all your heart. And rely not on your own understanding. Be confident. Keep your faith going. Believe God. Don't be moved by what you see. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. That's a great scripture. When we acknowledge God in our ways, He makes it plain and straight where to go. How would you acknowledge God in your ways? Well, you'd go His way. Whatever He says is right, that's what we say is right. If we miss it, we repent, we get right back on the path, that shining path. Glory to God. Be not wise in your own eyes and reverently fear the Lord. Don't get too big for your britches, in other words. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear the Lord. Worship the Lord. And turn entirely, this Hebrew word turn means entirely away from evil. It does not work to put one foot in the world and one foot in God. I mean, the only way the blessing flows is if we go entirely God's way that we know about. If we walk in all the light that we know about, and if we make mistakes, we repent and we get rid of it, and we keep searching for more light. That's the key to life. You know, none of us know it all. We have to keep growing, keep going in the Word of God. The Word will never get old to you because it's spiritual and it's revelation. And you can see a degree of it. Maybe here, maybe this time next year, you see another degree of the same scripture because you've grown in that year and now you can take more and you get more out of the same scripture. The Word of God is so supernatural that it's very, very exciting. The Word, it shall be health to you. You've turned away from evil. You're not conceited. You're not wise in your own eyes. Bow before the Lord, you do whatever He says is right. Now, you know, that would be the opposite of you go through the scripture here and you see something and you get corrected and you say, well, I just don't believe that. I don't think that's true. I don't think you have to do that. I don't think I want to do that. I'm not going to go there. Well, you're compromising now, and you're not turning away from evil. If we see a direction in the Word of God, we are obligated to do it. And it may take practice to get it done. Habits, you know, certain habits you've acquired out there in the world, and now you know it's not pleasing to God. You may not overcome it the first day. But if you stay in the written Word of God, you keep it going in your eyes and your ears, and you stand against that thing, that will become so foreign to you. I'm thinking about alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, things like that that are extremely hard habits to break in the natural. But when you're walking this path, you're not walking in the natural. Look at verse 16. Length of days. This is talking about wisdom. More precious than rubies. Nothing can be compared to it. Length of days. That's long life. That's longevity. Here's a longevity scripture. Length of days is in her right hand. In what right hand? In wisdom. In doing things God's way, which is wisdom. Long life is in her right hand. Glory to God. If you're just 20, you might not get excited about that. But if you're 60 or 70 or 80 or 40 or 50, it's pretty good news. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. That's wisdom. That's what wisdom does for you. How could you walk in wisdom and not increase in riches and honor? You'd have answers. You'd know what to do. You'd know where to go. You'd know where to work. You'd know what company to buy. Riches and honor, glory to God, is in wisdom's in right hand length of days, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways, wisdom ways, the Word of God's ways, we could say, are a highway of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. The Amplified says all of the paths of wisdom are peace. So every time we choose the Word's way over the world's way or some other way, we're choosing peace. What is that peace? Well, the Bible definition of peace, a Bible definition of peace, is everything that makes for man's highest good. Everything that makes for your good is in following wisdom and taking the ways of wisdom and walking her paths. Wisdom, verse 18 says, she is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her, and happy, blessed, to be envied is everyone who holds her fast. Now, that's a key thing, point right there, because you can be, you know, you can start out, and we've done this. You can start out on the Word, and then pressure comes. You can start out, for instance, let's just take tithing. You can see in the Word of God that the blessing's in tithing. It's God's will for us to tithe. It's got great promises, and you can become a tither, and then hard times hit. Like, you know, we're hearing a lot about hard times right now, about the recession and about people not being able to afford to drive to work and so on. And it's a real problem for a lot of people. But when you're a tither, the blessing's on you. You know, He'll do miracles for you. He'll provide for you if you keep your faith going. But you can't be moved by what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is going through. And this says, wisdom is a tree of life. By skillful and godly wisdom, the Lord has founded the earth, and by understanding, he has established the heavens. God knows how to deliver his people. So what we have to do when everything else is going down, looks bad around us, we have to run more into the Word of God. We stay connected to the Word. It says, let them not escape from your sight, knowledge and God's knowledge and His discretion. Let them not escape from your sight, but keep sound and godly wisdom and discretion. They will be life to your inner self and a gracious ornament to your neck. Then you will walk on in your way securely and in confident trust. You'll not dash your foot against a stone. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. You shall lie down and your sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden terror and panic or the stormy blast or storm and ruin of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be your confidence. That's where we are. The Lord shall be your confidence, firm and strong, and shall keep your foot from being caught in a trap or some hidden danger. The Lord will keep us. Now let's skip over to the path scripture, 4:18. But the path of the righteous are the uncompromisingly just and righteous. You know, a lot of the scriptures, they're not just the path. They give clarity on what path this is. This is not the path for those who just play around, fool around with the things of God, are not serious, live any way they want to kind of people. No, this is for those who are following God. The path of the uncompromisingly. This is for the obedient. Just and righteous is like the light of day or dawn that shines more and more, brighter and clearer until it reaches full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. And then the Lord talks to us about the Word of God. That Word will keep your thinking straight. It'll cause you to see abundance when out here in the natural there's lack. It'll cause you to see food on the table when out here in the natural maybe the refrigerator's empty. And what you see and what you say out of your heart comes to pass. The Word of God is powerful. It will change your whole life if you'll give it place.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. An exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step-by-step God's plan for your life. Based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland, this personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free, 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life today.
Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life. I'm telling you, this is dynamite stuff. Now, I want you to listen to this. In Ephesians chapter 2, the 8th verse, talking about by grace you're saved. Then the 10th verse goes right into this. Listen, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You were created to walk in the plan of God. All you got to do is find out from Him what it is, because it is exceeding abundantly beyond anything that you and I can ask or think. So I really want you to get your hands on these. They're the 5 DVD set then a 5-CD set, and then the Connecting with God's Master Plan workbook that goes along with these. And if you got her book on this thing, you are set. Praise the Lord, because this comes from a lot of experience over the years. And I'll tell you, really, the way to do it is get the whole family together and watch the DVDs and then take the CDs with you on the way back and forth to work until you just literally devour all this material. Praise God. Now, today's message, Gloria shared about how your future is in the Word of God. It's there. Praise the Lord. God's path is bright. You can choose the light. His wisdom will give you the answers that you need. And the entrance of His Word bringeth light. Praise God. Father, I pray for this entire radio and television audience. You have a marvelous, blessed plan for us. And we thank you for it. And together we believe we receive it in Jesus' name. Praise God. This coming Thursday starts the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November the 13th through the 15th, right there at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. We have had some dynamite meetings in that place, and it's going to be that way this year. Plus, praise God, it's going to be good. You need to be there. Now, you can get live on the internet, but I can tell you this, it ain't like being there, and it's good and it's close, but it's just not quite the same, because if God's called you to be there, then just watching it on television is not what He called you to do. So pray about it, believe God, and we'll see you then. Amen. See you next time. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
This is the day of miracles and healing.
We believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.